At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life.
I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Shaper.
My boy's awake and smart.
This is Happer and Shaper.
Back in hour number two of Happer and Shaper here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Shaper with you. What is the center of Lincoln? Where is the center of Lincoln?
I might need to pull a map up here.
Many people are chiming in on the text line.
Oh, I would like to hear some of these suggestions. I have a thought.
This is a pretty decent thought from Jake on the text line. Highway 2 will be the new O Street. Buy or sell?
I've thought that. Highway 2 is unique in that it runs diagonal. It's like the only thing that really runs diagonal in this whole town.
It curves. It curves.
Looks pretty diagonal.
I mean, at about 27th, yeah, I mean, it's diagonal, but it's not like it runs particularly across town. I don't know. That's the way I feel.
I mean, it runs diagonal pretty much until you get to about 27th, and then it curves a little bit.
Yeah.
But from there, it's diagonal all the way out to 84th.
I don't know. We're still moving north, too. That's the issue. I don't think O Street has become completely obsolete. I mean, the Southsiders may want to think so, by the way, in the speed in which we are moving south. And make no mistake about it, it's going that way. But there's some stuff going on up north, too. There's a new high school up there. So I think maybe as time goes on, O Street will become even more the center of town. I'm doubling down.
So the way the town seems to be moving in my brain, it feels like Pioneers has become the new cutoff point. Like south of Pioneers is south, north of Pioneers is north. But South Street is north of Pioneers.
I always thought something changed. It felt like something changed when we got to like Van Dorn.
Van Dorn was another one that I thought about. But Van Dorn's one of those weird ones where it sort of runs across, but it also has kind of a weird route. Van Dorn, I like the suggestion of Van Dorn because it's just south of South Street. And it's, you know, like five blocks north of Pioneer. So it's in that range.
That's the thing that makes it so confusing, because South Street should not be... If there's one complaint here, it's that South Street shouldn't be called South Street.
It needs to be renamed.
Call it Mid Street or something like that.
Can we get somebody on from the mayor's office here?
We could take somebody... We could take a page out of all of the high schools that have been named in Lincoln for as long as we can remember. Northeast, Southwest, North, like all those are messed up now.
Southeast needs a new name.
Needs a new name. South Street needs a new name.
Yeah. The rest of them, I think, are mostly fine.
Yeah, Southwest could stay. East could stay.
Northeast is a little fudging a bit there.
It's iffy. It's iffy.
But it's closer than Southeast, which is
not at all
really
Southeast.
Not even South or
it's just
East.
Just mid.
Yeah.
Middle.
I would accept South Central. Lincoln South Central.
Lincoln South Central.
or they have to rename it after one of the 7,000 athletes that have went through there.
Well, since they got all the new or the couple new high schools here, that would have been a great time to just wipe everything clean and rename all of the high schools.
What if they just named it the Tom Barrett and Bo Rude High School?
Yes, that sounds great.
You just see on the like Rude. The schedule Lincoln Rude.
Rude High.
Rude. Rude High wins its ninth football championship.
Alex Gordon High School.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that one. That's a good one.
Alex Gordon High?
Yeah. I was so annoyed when they named Lincoln Northwest Lincoln Northwest. I hate it.
You think they should have called it Alex Gordon High?
Well, no. They should have had a different name. I wanted Air Park, personally.
Yeah.
Give it something with a little flavor. Alex Gordon High School is better than Lincoln Southeast at this point.
Gordon? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Gordon High School.
I like when they call, you know, they have the baseball, the indoor baseball facility, the Alex Gordon, and like mm-hmm. he donated all the money and they built the building. They call it the Gordon. I always thought that, it just doesn't sound right for some reason.
Do you want it to be do you want it Huddler voice Gordy?
Gordy.
Hey, we're at the Gordy.
Gordy.
Yeah. I like the Alex Gordon High School. That's a good name for that.
Gordy right. High.
So now we just need
what's
to come
their mascot?
Up. What is that?
What's their mascot?
They can still be the Knights. The Alex Gordon High School Knights.
You could do like a vegetable or something like that.
Vegetable. Like Onion Knights. <don't laughs> like know. A Game of Thrones
onion
thing.
Onion was not what I was thinking of, but I thought vegetable. It's something more green.
Yeah.
Kale.
Kale.
The Gordon Kales.
The Gordon Kales.
Ah, this is our dream.
Yeah, so we
nothing's off limits.
We need to rename South Street. So you still think O Street, which I understand the argument for.
It's O or a little south, like. But I'm willing to keep it at O.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like the most major road that we have.
It is.
Maybe that's the question that we should be asking. Like, what is the most major road
it's,
that we have?
It's definitely losing ground to Highway 2, but Highway 2 is getting bigger and extending out and. The area of which I've now moved is there's a bunch of stuff going out that way too. So, I get that argument. I'm talking like where the delineation of you are north side of town and south side of town. And I actually think Van Dorn's good because it's Van Dorn and Pioneers are right in that range. They're basically separated by Holmes Lake, I think.
Yep. I've never been a south sider.
I hadn't either.
I can't speak to this.
I was explaining to Shelby that I don't think I had ever, everywhere I've ever lived in Lincoln had been north of, South Street for the most part. And then this would be like the first time that I was really ever spent a night in like Southeast Lincoln as well.
Where do the kids who, if you're a kid and you grew up on like the Capitol Beach like you grew up on West O Street or out west on the west side of town. Where did you go to high school?
I would expect Lincoln High, which isn't close to you.
Right. But it feels like there's like a border there. There's like a lot, you know, the line. You got to cross a bridge.
Now I imagine they would go to Northwest.
Right. Yeah. But you got to like cross a bridge. It just feels like a totally different town.
It does feel very different over there.
Where you don't get that feeling in the south side. And it's own unique kind of thing, but you don't have to like cross a bridge to get to it. You know what I mean? It's the bridge that really gets me.
It's really not easy to get to West O Street. Like it is sort of like its own little island over there, because whether you're coming from the south, you'd have to get out
on the Park Expressway thing, whatever that is,
the Rosa Parks, or you'd have to take 77 north.
Well, I guess it's Highway 77. Yeah.
So, and if you wanted to come from the north and you didn't want to go through downtown, you'd have to take the weird little thing that spits you by the baseball park.
Yeah, the little road there, whatever that is. It has the weird cross stoplight over
I can't remember the name of that now.
I don't know what it's called either. Line Drive Parkway or something
Yeah, that's right by the park, but the one that gets you over there, I can't remember the name of. What the text line have suggestions for the center street of town?
They have a delineation line
of north and south.
They have suggestions for the new name of Lincoln Southeast.
Yeah. All right.
Gordo High Gourds.
Okay.
The Southeast should just be the Alex Gordon Royals. just call
that. I don't hate it.
It'd be pretty funny. Van Dorn would be perfect if it went all the way through town.
That's why I think Pioneers works better for that. Because I think Pioneers actually runs.
Dave Braska says Van Dorn can't be in the running. Talking Nebraska baseball. Van Dorn can't be in the running at Dead Ends twice, once in Antelope Park and also at Holmes Lake Dam. Yes, I agree. It's not a if it was a major enough street, it would go straight through that dam. Look at O Street. It goes across several towns, several parts of town. It is that major of a street. Three lanes and a lot of there's signs that go over the top of it. You don't see anything like that on Van Dorn. I agree with this. This is another case for O Street.
Lincoln really doesn't go west. You got a lot of stuff going north, east, and south. But you try to go west, and it's like you run into the railroad. You run into, I mean, there's just like nothing west.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a weird town. Those Capitol Beach people, they really deserve better.
I'm confused. I don't know what happens out there. Like, if you grew up
We spend every Tuesday out there.
I know, it's great.
Sybil lives at Shoemaker's. We should ask him.
Big Bird on the text line says, some major cities, it's like a river. In Kansas City, we live north of the river, and people looked at us like we were aliens that live south of the river. People also use the river as like a hard border that wouldn't be crossed. Weird. Yeah, because in Kansas City you're dealing with two states, but you can't tell which state you're in. There's no line of demarcation there.
Yeah.
It's just the river. North KC does feel like a different town at times.
That's fair.
And I guess that line would be in Lincoln. Yeah, it'd probably be right around, but I don't know if it's like a hard line. It's a soft line.
Well, I don't know that we have the authority for hard line, but now I really do
want to. At some point, the town starts to look different, and then you're in a different part of town. But I don't know that it's like a, boom, you're right here, now you're from the south side of town. Like, there's nothing like that.
I really wanted to spend 20 minutes to write a letter to the editor of the Lincoln Journal Star about how South Street needs to be renamed, and then, like, make this a whole movement. I like kind of want to throw some of my considerable weight behind this. And to be fair, I'm talking body mass, not anything else.
I was thinking otherwise, but we'd have to come up with a better name, and I don't know that we have that right now.
Well, we can come up with a name. Just pick something that can be its name.
What
it just can't be directional.
What happens on South Street? What are some of the notable things on South Street?
It's over by Bryan Hospital.
Myers Cork and Bottle.
Myers Cork and Bottle.
The Myers Cork and Bottle Street.
Cork Street. There's really nothing that notable about South Street.
That's the difficult part about this. There's no like it doesn't change when you go over a certain road.
Nope.
Lincoln really is a small town that kind of
sections.
Thinks it's a big city sometimes.
Well, it never wanted to be a big city. It just grew into being a city.
Yep.
It grew into having 300,000 people who live in a place with no infrastructure.
Like if you pull up the map and you zoom in, like you're all the way out and you zoom in on Lincoln, the first road that you see is O Street.
Yeah.
And that feels like it goes through the middle of town enough.
But it absolutely doesn't.
But it certainly doesn't.
So if you transpose this conversation to Omaha, where does West Omaha actually begin? I've gotten in arguments with friends about this.
Okay, now
they refuse to live at 132nd.
To your point, this has changed.
Yeah.
Like
it used to be 72nd.
That was the hard line. And then now, I don't know, it's probably like 120th.
Yeah. But I have friends at 132nd that feel like I'm chiding them if I refer to them as West Omaha.
Oh, no, they live in West O.
But they refuse to acknowledge it.
I'm sorry, they do.
I agree. I don't understand it. I think people just want to make 168th West Omaha.
Do you not want to be a South Lincolnite?
No, I'm good with being a South Lincoln person, though.
South Lincoln Schaefer.
I made the transition on Thursday of last week when I ordered pizza from a new establishment in South Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I never would have ordered this in North Lincoln.
And you feel good about
this?
Where
I was at before. Yeah, it was all right. It was good pizza. I had to throw it away because I don't have a refrigerator that works anymore. But didn't get to enjoy it for that long.
I think people in Omaha don't want to be in West Omaha because it's it's suburby and
West Omaha has a connotation about it for sure.
Well, I think you feel like you're losing a bit of the you're not really in Omaha anymore, right? Do you feel like you're not really in Lincoln anymore?
No, I feel like I'm in Lincoln.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. It's different out there.
Is the real Lincoln in South Lincoln?
Because from my front yard, I can see the city limits. The city limits is across the street to the east of me. And I can see it from my,
what's on the other side?
Land. There's nothing there. There's a water tower that you can see as well that says, I think Lancaster County.
You're way out there.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm in town. But it's definitely not like the same in-town feeling of when I lived two blocks from the radio station. And when Slider and I went for walks, it was on O Street.
It's true.
So there's definitely a big difference in that. But I don't think there's a negative connotation that comes with South Lincoln.
I don't think there is either.
But people with West Omaha, people might think that.
Yeah,
and I think because they get lumped in with Elkhorn, Bennington, and Gretna.
Maybe.
Because no one really knows where those lines start or end.
So do you feel like you don't want to be a part of, Panama and Firth and... whatever else is going on down there.
I don't know that it would be. It would be more like Bennett.
Oh, yeah. You're out that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Bennett, Palmyra. That kind of thing. We're excited to get Standing Bear gear because that's where, future Schaefers can go to high school.
You're going to randomly show up to a Standing Bear game?
Sure. I'm just going to get some Standing Bear gear. Do they have a nickname yet?
I don't know.
I don't even know where that school is. It's like 70th and Grand Prairie or something.
Sledge says after living on the East Coast for the last 6 months, Lincoln's infrastructure is amazing for a city. It says it's actually quite good. Wow, I haven't heard that before. Actually, I've usually heard the opposite.
The people that live here think its infrastructure is terrible.
It's just hard to get around.
Yeah. At certain times of the day, it's not. Like, obviously, driving here at 7:30 in the morning, very easy. But
there's just too many stoplights.
Yeah.
There's too many stoplights and not enough.
You catch them at the wrong time, it's terrible.
There's not enough lanes. There just should be more lanes. That's
all. How many streets north and south even have four lanes across? Like, two going one way and two going the other.
I mean.
70th does for a while.
Only on the south side of town you can find that. On the, once you pass. Probably about Van Dorn. It's all one-to-one. It's all one lane on one lane.
Is it when you pass South Street? Because that's when 27 turns
to 1. With the exception of 84th, I suppose.
Yeah, because that was built enough that way. 70th is mostly two lanes all the way through.
Yeah, but it tightens. It tightens.
56 definitely chokes down to 1. 27th does. 48th disappears. You hit Highway 2. 48 just doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
40th runs... 2 to 1 to 2.
There's a roundabout slammed in there. A
lot of roundabouts. South Lincoln loves roundabouts, by the way.
People have
roundabouts. 19 over by my house.
People have this thing with roundabouts, and I don't really get it. I enjoy roundabouts. Now, I don't think they should be thrown straight in the middle of a popular road. But
I'm not opposed to them. It's just very, they're not over here. They're all just south of town, west of town, that kind of thing. Okay. My route to Omaha now actually takes me through Eagle
How do you
and
get
Alvo
to Omaha?
And all these other places, and it's as fast, if not faster, than when I left from over here from my house.
Oh, yeah, because
you just avoid everything, and there's one stoplight from my house to...
Schaefer, trust
when
me.
When I get to... when I get onto the interstate.
There's nothing more frustrating than doing the math in your head. I drive here every day, and...
It takes you 26 minutes to get to the turn, and then 25
Well, it's even
minutes.
Worse now because of where I live in Omaha. Yeah. Like, it takes me 20 minutes to get to the interstate, about 13 to 15 minutes of interstate, and then navigating through Lincoln, 20 more minutes. It's ridiculous. And that's getting off at Waverly and getting off, and that's the fastest way to do it, too.
Omaha has a big issue coming that they have to figure out what to do with the northwest corner because there's no interstate
access. Interstate access.
They need to, like, build a corridor around Gretna and Elkhorn.
Yes. Well, it's 204th Street, getting in the weeds now, but, like, it's... 204th Street.
That is too slow, by the way.
It's the worst. It's
way too slow.
In the morning when I drive, I suppose it's not
millions
that much
of cars, everyone going too slow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of trucks, a lot of industrial stuff going on out there.
And there's Elkhorn High School. Slows things down.
There's a stray tractor every now and again because there's a lot of farm out there. It's just it's a mess. They need to throw an expressway on the top of it, just like they did for Dodge Street. Anyway.
It's a very old person conversation.
It is, but we had nothing else to do. Jeremy's taking a mathematic approach here. Saltillo Road is 99 blocks south of O. Arbor Road is 80 blocks north of O. So if you use those streets as the north and south points of town,
I like this.
You could figure out that South Street, which is 20 blocks south of O, is the center.
Wow.
That sounds about
right.
South
to Center Street, done.
There you go.
It's over.
Done.
All right. I'm going to take a break to call Larry and Baird and let her know. Let's just get this done.
Formal complaint or formal, I don't know, do some sort of petition or something like that.
Can't be that difficult.
Maybe put out a tweet. We could put out a tweet.
I could put out a tweet.
That might help. This is our official statement. We want the name South Street changed to Center. Because it's a more accurate depiction of what it is, and it is misleading to many, many people across the city of Lincoln. That's the last thing we want to do.
We don't want to mislead.
We don't want to mislead. All right, more up next on Happer and Schaefer.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter, at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.